Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good afternoon to all our listeners on today. We're so excited about being back in the studio on today after recovering from a Hurricane Ida, but we were off for a month to get everybody situated so they can be able to tune in on today's show. But we are happy to have you all tuned in on today's show with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. And before I forget, listeners, let us keep our co-host in prayer. With our deepest sympathy that she lost her husband on Saturday morning. So, and God has blessed her to still be in the studio with us on today. So, as always, let us bow our heads and hear from our co-host at this time. Co-host. Co-host, I wonder, can she hear me? Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us to go forth, Father God, with our show on today, Father God. We pray for those, Father God, that have been affected by Hurricane Ida. And Father God, we certainly thank you, Father God, for those that are recovering, Father God. We thank you, we magnify you, and we give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, listeners, you can join in on this awesome conversation just by pressing that number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Today we have in the studio with us our councilwoman, Cindy Nguyen, which is now the council for District E. We will be bringing her live into the studio in just a moment. Our topic for today is working hard for the people and moving things forward. Without further ado, let us bring our guest live into the studio with us. Good afternoon, Councilwoman Cindy. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Thank you, Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Smith, for having me this afternoon and sharing what we've been doing serving District E and moving things forward.
Thank you for being with us on today. First, we would like for you to give us a short bio about yourself very briefly, and then before we go into our topic for today.
Sure, Evangelist Chapman. And again, thank you for having me to your viewers and listeners of the show. So my name is Cindy Nguyen. I am currently the council member for District E, where family always comes first. I've been serving in the community for about 20 years. 3.5 years ago, the people of District E elected me to serve and represent, and I'm truly humbled by the opportunity in serving the people in District E. I have 6 kids. I came to America in 1975 from Vietnam. I was 5 years old at that time, evangelist, and been very blessed that the city of New Orleans and the United States has welcomed my family and given me the opportunity to serve. I just welcome my first grandbaby on Saturday. So I have a grandbaby. Her name is Summer Swan Royal Cloud. And this is my second daughter has blessed me. Her and her husband has blessed me with my first granddaughter. And I have another grandbaby arriving in April of next year. I have 3 girls. I have triplet sons, My sons are 12 years old. Serena is 28. Alexis is 22. Both are married. And then I have my youngest daughter, who is a senior at Ben Franklin. And I've been married to my husband for 23 years, very supportive family. And so I have a bachelor's degree in social work and a master's degree in organizational management. Serving the community is something that I truly enjoy. Ever since I've been home about 24 years ago, as I stated, and just has truly enjoyed interacting with families from the East, the Lower Nine, Venetian Isle, Fork Pipe, and Lake Catherine. And so that's just a little bit about who I am, and I would love to get into the conversation of what we've been doing and in reference to moving District E forward.
Bless you. All right. Now you have it, listeners. What a blessed life, and we're so very happy and excited to have you on the show for today. I know I live out in District. I'm in District E, your district, and I know you've been doing a lot of wonderful things over the past years, and we will give you that opportunity to go into your topic. And we ask our listeners to remember, if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts on today's topic, then just press that number one on the phone, and you can chat with our special guest live right here on Facing Your Fears. We have such a short show to present to you today, and we don't want to prolong the time. We want our guest to go right into her topic for today. And that topic, again, listeners, is working hard for the people and moving things forward. So at this time, we're going to turn the studio over to our guest, Councilwoman Cindy Nguyen. Take it away, Council.
Yes, so Evangelist Chapman, so when I ran 4 years ago, I ran on the basis of getting things done. And what we've been doing, and this is based on what we receive and make promises to the people of District E. If you remember 4 years ago, the East was saturated with Family Dollar, Dollar Tree. And we were not able to really entice other type of development. And so one of the things that I promised is that I was going to work on legislation to basically limit the number or slow down the number of Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, and to really open up the market for other type of development. And that's what I did, Evangelist. I introduced legislation to where we can't prevent commerce, but what we did was we put a restriction on the distance they have to be. If you go into the East right now, you could go, it's like a block from each other with some Family Dollar, Dollar Tree. And so my legislation would basically make sure that they are spread out. So they have to be 2 miles apart from each other. And that is another way of slowing down that type of market. But our legislation also encourages fresh fruit. So fresh market, you know, a grocery store. That was another need in our district, not just in the East, but also in the L9. And because of that legislation, we were able to bring in the St. Claude Fresh Market off of St. Claude, where residents in the Lower Nine had access to fresh food. Unfortunately, that building was burnt down after Ida. It got caught on fire, but we're working with the property owner to restore and make sure that those services, those critical services, are still available for our resident in the L9. A few other promises that I made that I was going to work on was a caveman. So Evangelist Chapman, if you drive up by the high rise, and I know you go in and out of the East, remember that caveman hotel. Yes, it is no longer, you don't see the word graffiti's caveman anymore. And the reason why is that we've been working on it. We worked with the property owner, made it a historic landmark because that building is 50 years old. I don't know if you know that or not.
No, I didn't.
So because of that and our team research on it, we were able to help the property owner to tap into historic tax credit. Because if not, he would not have the resources to rebuild that hotel. It would be still be sitting there. So we work closely with Mr. Gardner, and that building is now under renovation. It is going to be 141 one-bedroom apartment overseeing the city of New Orleans. I think they're going to have a beautiful view there. And I'm excited. You know, they're going to have commercial. He's trying to bring in a restaurant to that building. And so another one eyesore down that's been sitting for 15 years in our district. Mm-hmm. If we go into the east, the Lake Forest Senior Manor, if you remember that building right across from the library, Lake Forest and yes. Reed Boulevard. It was sitting since Katrina. Nothing happened. When we came in, we searched for a viable developer. We were very fortunate. MTK, MJ came and said, you know what? We have the finances to really revitalize this building. And we all know that there is a need for senior housing, quality senior housing. So with the partnership with the city, getting some CDBG money, community development block grant money, we were able to help get that building back into commerce. So now that building is also under renovation. It is soon to open end of this year, and it's going to have 202 one-bedroom units for our senior citizen. You know, our senior citizen are in need of housing, and so we want to make sure that we have quality housing. So that is back. And then two other promises that I also made to the constituent is that I was going to be accessible, Evangelist Chapman, that you will be able to reach and have access to your council member. And that's what we're doing. Wonderful. People are able to get access. I host a Facebook Live. Tonight I will be hosting my 357th Facebook Live that I do every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday at 7 p.m. So people can ask me questions and anything. Yes. And then I promise to work on the Six Flags site and the Lincoln Beach. You remember that you used to go out to Lincoln Beach, Evangelist Chapman? Yes. It's been closed for 50 years. We are now slating to reopen Lincoln Beach, and I've already set aside $5 million through capital projects to make sure that Lincoln Beach is – so I'm not just talking about a study and then don't do anything. We did a study. It tells us what has been going on in Lincoln Beach. We now have resources to basically work on the entrance, and we're going to attract – I'm going to continue – to identify funding to make sure that Lincoln Beach revitalize and stay and remain open for our families. Six Flags site, we should be making a decision hopefully by the end of this month, if not early next month, in reference to who is going to work with the city of New Orleans to revitalize the 226 acres that should be a family entertainment district. And so, and Evangelist, if I could also add, you know, 3.5 years, what people could say, well, you know, you only did renovation of two commercial, but those were a lot of work. But we also bought in the Optimist Entertainment Center. And keep in mind, we've been locked in for over a year as well. So when you look at it, right, over a year and a half, we have been locked in. In outside, but it didn't stop me working. I continued to work. We transitioned our team to respond to the needs of our family. When COVID happened, there was no game book in reference to how do you respond to this virus. Even the doctor didn't even know the virus. So we were all learning. We were all collaborating on how do we keep our family safe. But we also wanted to make sure that family continued to have active nutritional food. If they are locked in and they can't get to the store and the stores are not open, how are they going to get access to food, particularly our vulnerable population, right? And so we make sure that access to nutritional food, even though we did not have enough grocery store in our district, we were very creative to make sure that we have food distributing, not just in the East, in the L9 as well. And so those are the things that I wanted to share with your listener. And again, we've been working really hard. But listen, let me be very clear. The work is far from over. We still have beaucoup of work to do. But I could tell you, Evangelist, I continue to be very committed. I would not be asking you, your listener, for their vote and support if I'm not committed. I'm not into the title at all. I want to move this district forward. I've been very blessed to have such great partners. And I say one of my partners are the resident of District E, you know, have been really supportive, working with us, helping us to understand their issues and collaborating with us And a lot of issue is not, it's, we, none of us caused it. We just got to work together to prevent it from happening.
Exactly.
You know,
I have a couple of questions for you. I hate to cut you off, but as you, as I mentioned in the beginning, the show is very short. I do not want you to leave the show without the listeners knowing some of the visions that you have are going forward, moving forward. Some things you're working on and some things that maybe another vision or new vision that you have for the upcoming years if you elected again for District E. What about working in collaboration with the law enforcement agencies to restore our community? You know, so much crime in East New Orleans and you know, it's everywhere. You know, to be honest, it's everywhere. But what are, you know, we have some issues, and a lot of people have called me in reference to these issues, and it was in reference to the elderly people. And I did speak with you in reference to that, and then I did make the calls and let them know that you are willing to have someone to come out and bring them food if they couldn't have any transportation to get food. And all they had to do was call you, and you will call one of your office, and someone would assist them in that matter. And as well as I wanted to talk a little bit today about New Orleans East bringing back some of the shopping centers here, because we have so far to go to shop, and all of the stores now in Slidell across the river on the West Bank, Jefferson Parish. What are your visions in reference to restoring shopping centers and giving us giving the citizens here in District E somewhere to go besides going a far distance in reference to a dress shop or a shoe shop?
Yes, of course, my vision for District E is where it revitalized, where family can all be first for us. So having access to everything from your basic amenity, retail shopping, and everything, that we're like a whole city by itself. So restoring the quality of life for our residents. And then, so if I could just kind of step back for a minute. So District E has sat, prior to me coming in, has sat idle, right? Nothing was really moving. And so when we came in 3.5 years ago, we had to basically understand, why aren't things moving, okay? And so when you look at development, you have to understand the land use and zoning, okay? So if you were going to invest into the East, I'll use the Plaza site. So that used to be the Plaza, right, where everybody went there to shop, skating rink, everything, right? Right. So the Plaza site, the reason why there haven't been any development, because that site is not accessible for development, because there's liens on it. And if you don't address those liens, you can envision what you want on it and what used to be there. It would not be accessible for any development. So we had to work and clean that up. And we continue to focus on that. COVID-19 has really damped the market. Businesses were shutting down. Retails were closing down. Restaurants were closing down. And so as much as we've been behind the scene for like 13 years prior to me coming in, COVID has really hurt us. So when we first got in, we started cleaning up the zoning. We wanted to make sure that it's attractable. So if Evangelist Chapman wanted to invest into the East, that we're going to embrace her investment, that we're not going to create barriers. People want to invest into areas that the land use and the zoning really welcome their investment. That's the first thing they look at. The second thing they look at is they look at a market study. They look at population. They look at foot traffic. The East is kind of like a suburban. We're like a what they call a bedroom community. We get up in the morning. We leave the East to go to work because there's not a lot of job opportunity in the East. So that got me thinking, so what if we start bringing in manufacturing company, bringing company to the East, so there's traffic coming to the East as well as leaving the East. So we brought in, right before COVID-19, I brought in, I don't know if you know, but approved a plastic manufacturing company that is located in Almonaster by NASA. Mm-hmm. So we brought that company in to create job opportunity, okay? And then, you know, we got to continue to focus on bringing job opportunities so that way the retail, the restaurant, they could feel confident, because it's just like Evangelist Chapman. If a restaurant stays open during the daytime, and everybody, 60% of the population that lives in the East leave the area during the daytime to go to work, whatever, who's going to actually patronize them during the daytime? And so we looked at that, we studied that, and we got, and we've been sitting for so long, I had to do something different. I'm not going to just sit at City Hall and do the same thing and then expect a different outcome. We started cleaning up the zoning. We started, you know, of course, looking at the market, understanding what the market is needing and working around it so that way we can entice them. And we're going to continue to do that, Evangelist Chapman. I really believe that once we finalize the Six Flags, Lincoln Beach, because then those two projects is going to bring people to the East, you know, it's really going to spark, you know, excitement, and it's going to really create a catalyst for us to really attract other type of retail. But we got to create high-quality job opportunities. And we're very blessed to have the New Orleans Regional Business Park as a way of bringing in manufacturer company. You talked about crime. You know, I work with the 5th and the 7th District every day. I'm always in close communication with them. I've always been very supportive of the law enforcement working together. And I, you know, I hear that all the time. So how come the levy police won't work with, you know, have an MOU with the 7th District? They do. The Harbor Police, they do. You know, they do. And when they are busy or tied up with issues, they can't help us. So an MOU is basically saying, hey, I'm committed, but their priority is going to be toward their authority agency. You know, like before COVID, you know, the levy police would help the 7th District on Haines Boulevard, especially in the morning, right? They were out there helping the 7th District. And then I believe when COVID happened, I'm pretty sure the levy police was impacted by COVID, just like the 7th District was impacted by the COVID-19. But continue to support our public, our New Orleans Police Department and reference to budget over time as needed. We are installing 48 crime and illegal dumping cameras into District E in the next few months. I continue to support tools that's going to help our law enforcement agency to make sure that they can provide public safety for our residents. And so
another concern, because we'll be running real, the show is almost over, but another concern of mine, I would like to know, what would you do to encourage the mayor, the mayor of the city, to brighten up the area? You know, the New Orleans is just too dark. I mean, you talk about you drive in your, on your street, and your lights on, all you could really see, you can very, you know, it's very difficult seeing with your headlights on your car, but the neighborhoods are just too dark. It's just too dark. And that's one safety zone that I feel that it should be addressed and is very much needed. New Orleans is a wonderful city, and like most big cities, you know, there's bright lights, big city, right? But this is a very dark city. And my concern has been on reference to that ever since Katrina. Because the lights, the city is not lit up as it was before on Hurricane Katrina. And they've had enough time. I don't know whether it's the contract that they made with the energy company to put these yellow lights up, but this, the city is just too, you know, it's not safe. You know, I mean, we already have our crime issues, and it's not safe. When you get out your car, you want to feel like you could be able to see your surroundings. That's one of the issues that I have a problem with. As well, you know, they're doing better with the garbage pickup out here in the East. But the flies that are from them, the insects from them taking so very long to pick up the garbage, I was thinking maybe that's something where they can do to spray the neighborhood. You know, like
yeah.
for termites, around the time of the year they spray for termites. I would suggest, if possible, that a subject can be brought up in reference to spraying the city for the flies. But I don't want to take
yeah.
up no more. I don't know whether the co-host is still with us, and I'm going to turn the mic over to her, Sue, over to her, see if she has any questions for you. Co-host, do you have any questions for our guest on today?
I would just like to say, just sitting here listening at Councilwoman Wynn share, she's sharing with such excitement about her goals and plans to make change, and not just for some, but in totality for the whole area. And not only is she sharing it vocally, but she has her plans together. She's sharing. So I would just say to the listeners and those that are connected, you know, allow this to be like a magnet. You know, it's touching me, and I'm in a whole other state and city. But allow this information to attach to you as a magnet and share it with others so you can help get Councilwoman in the seat so that she can actually make these changes, because it's very good to hear our leaders stand in such a strong stance about what they want to do to make a difference in the community, in the world, in the lives of the people. So thank you, Councilwoman Wynn. And I do pray that you are successful in your endeavors in winning that seat.
Thank you, Pastor Smith. I really appreciate it. And again, I was very blessed and humble to be elected 3.5 years ago. And I take this very seriously. I am raising 6 kids and now a grandbaby. And every day I wake up, Pastor Smith, with excitement of just
yeah.
serving the people in my district. And I would love another 4 years to continue our work. Because as I stated, it's far from over, but we've been very blessed to be moving things forward with everybody. I really believe that we've changed how government should interact with people, you know, where I hear it all the time, and I can't believe that my council member is calling me on a Sunday. I can't believe that you're calling me on, you know, during after work hours. And so we're changing step by step because, you know, our job is really to empower the people, because it is really the people
mm-hmm.
that really makes up the community, not a council
right.
member. Our work
That's
is
right.
to make sure that we connect the people to the resources and empower them with those information.
That's
and be
right.
a thoughtful
so,
partner
so
with them.
So now I realize that 30 minutes is not enough time for Councilwoman to actually give all of her visions and what, and I really wanted her to go into some of the wonderful things that she has done the last past 3.5 years. I know about the toy giveaway that she had a big,
yeah.
beautiful, big toy giveaway in December of 2020. And why don't we do this? Why don't we bring you back on the show maybe just before election and
okay.
I'll give you another half hour. And then
that would be great, Evangelist. I would love to do that.
Good, good. And as always, you know, let us remember to keep our co-host in prayer.
Yes.
She lost her husband Saturday morning. He died in his sleep. And, you know, God is awesome. You know, she's an awesome, awesome woman of God. And she's Laura. You see, she's right here on the show today. Even in the midst of what she's going through, she's right here with us. And we want to keep her in prayer. We also lost one of the
yes.
members of the We buried one last, one of the To Be Friends in Christ ministry. A member passed last night, 80-something. You're one of the oldest members of the To Be Friends in Christ. We want to keep those families, the grief families, in prayer. We also want to pray for all the sick and the shut-in, those on the ventilator suffering with COVID-19. And we pray that the Lord will bring them off of the ventilators. We also want to keep in prayer the families that are at home dealing with COVID-19. Someone may be healed and not hospitalized. But we want to pray that the Lord will heal our land, listeners. And let us continue to pray for all of the leaders, the ministers, and all of the church, and all of our community workers. They're working so hard, such as Councilwoman Cindy Wynn. Pray her strength in the Lord, and knowing that God is still in control, and that he's going to do just what he wants to do. And we'll say yes to his will, and we would definitely say yes to his way. We want to thank all our listeners for tuning in on today. And we're going to have her back in the studio very shortly, and she will be given another a part of her part two of this vision that she have when God bless her to be reelected again. God bless you and God keep you. And thank everybody for tuning in on Facing Your Fears. My prayers are with each and every last one of you. If you was affected by the storm, we pray for quick recovery. And remember, we also want to thank the Red Cross. We want to thank SEMA. We want to thank everyone that's given a helping hand thus far. God bless you and God keep you. This is the end of the show, and goodbye until next Thursday.